Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What was the vibe like Sunday night in Buffalo flying home after that victory on national TV?
It was good. You know, we got the dub and it felt good.
Did it feel like it was more than just a win, that maybe you guys made a statement to the rest of the NFL?
Nah, I feel like every game is a game that, you know, that means something, you know. I know that was the division and stuff like that, but every game. So, like, just now, I mean, we got the Saints now, but, you know, this game is more important. It's that next game that makes it more important.
Time now for the Christian Arcand Show.
Yo,
it's all over again. On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we are here tonight for...
Over 9,000!
3 hours. Good 3 hours tonight. Joe Braverman, how are we doing, Joe?
Happy Friday, Arcand.
Happy Friday, buddy.
First full week of shows since the baseball season ended.
I know.
We did it.
We did it. We got through it. We made it. Here we are. It's Friday. We got 3 hours to go. And lots to talk about here on this Friday as we close down this week, getting into another Patriots weekend, which will also have various other things that we'll see. The Bruins looking to go 3-0 tomorrow after a great win last night. And what you just heard there was Pop Douglas, who spoke with Curtis and everybody. Well, not everybody, because the Hillman's down in the Florida Keys, but spoke with everybody else about the vibe on the plane, the feeling in the locker room, and how this team is approaching this game against the Saints. Now, a couple of things are important to consider as we turn our attention to New Orleans and that team and the Patriots and what they just did, and how, really, if you look at it, this has all the markings of a trap game. It does. I mean, it has all the markings of it. It doesn't mean it's going to be one, but it means it has all the fixings. And I like what Pop Douglas had to say there. And I don't think that whatever happens in this game is going to come down to the play of Pop Douglas. But, I mean, if that's the way that team is looking at this game, and you heard Steph Diggs a little bit too, and we'll play some of that for you later on in the show. But if you heard that and you heard Douglas just now, this team, I think, has the right mindset going into this game against Buffalo. And Ted Johnson at the end of the show just now said something I thought was exactly right about validating that Buffalo win. You validate that by showing up, and you don't necessarily have to blow doors against the Saints, all right? A win's a win. But that is a team that, if you're really very much superior to them, you have to go out and show it. You have to go out and show it. You can't go and lay an egg now in New Orleans and have people looking back at that Buffalo win and saying, well, you know, they just got hot. They got lucky at the right time. Buffalo played down to them and turned the ball over and committed all these penalties. And really, it was just sort of a lucky win. And then the conversation gets changed completely. And that is not necessarily the fault of the fans or the players or anybody else. It's kind of just the fault of the news cycle, which, once again, man in the hot dog suit, we're all looking for the guy who's doing this. But I do think that while, and I would like to also point out that here on this show, I have not quite jumped, you know, 10 toes into the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. I did say that now, with the schedule and the way things are, they've built up the confidence to be able to be that kind of team. They still have to actually go out and do it. And I haven't guaranteed that that's going to happen yet. I don't think that this is a guaranteed playoff team. All that they did in beating Buffalo is show that they should be. They should be. And that's an important distinction. Because the last couple of years, we never thought that those teams should be anything. All right? We just wanted those seasons to end. By the time we got to the end of the Mayo year, it was like, oh, thank God. And then they win that Buffalo game, which was just made it worse. He gets fired hours later. Like, it was a mess. The end of the last Belichick year, but him getting fired, like, you know, you just wanted these seasons to be over with. Right now, already, you feel better about this team than you did about the last 2 years, which is important. But it's also worth pointing out here that this is a team that's still, I think, very much a work in progress. I don't think that this team is completely polished and, you know, ready to go out and conquer the world. I just think that that's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen progressively. And right now, you're still very much in the early stages of all that. There's also, and I do want to talk more about the importance of this game, because I think that this is a crucial turning point in the season for the Patriots. I think that right now, here hinging on this game, you've taken a massive step forward with your win over Buffalo. And it was a great step, but it was just one step. You need to start your march, you know, your march towards whatever it is that you're going to be. And you have a couple of soft targets lined up in a row here, one after the other. And I don't mean the Cleveland necessarily, because that's a team with a good defense. But by the time you see them, who knows? You know, I mean, Shadur Sanders could be their starting quarterback by then, and then they'd be really good. So, you know.
Oh, what the hell are you going to do then?
I'm going to do what everybody would do and just, you know, I don't know. They should probably just forfeit the game, you know. Don't even show up. That defense, Shadur at quarterback, I mean, why even play? Like, why even put on a uniform? Just seems like a waste of time. Christian Gonzalez, his status was up for a hotly contested debate yesterday. As I remember, Ben Volen said that there was a hamstring. The team injury report came out with him listed as limited, and the reason for him being limited was hamstring. And then you heard from the secondary coach and one of the other guys that it's actually not that. He's fine. This is just something that we were planning on doing anyway, and there's really nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. And while I'd like to believe him, because I want Gonzalez out there, and I want that defense to be complete, even against a team like the Saints, because listen, I don't think the Saints are good, but I hear Ted talking about how they're the worst team ever, and I know I just said I agree with that on one thing. I don't agree that the Saints are that bad. They got some veterans on that defense. Cameron Jordan's still on that defense. Demario Davis is still on that defense. Demario Davis. Kool-Aid McKinstry in the secondary is pretty good. Like, they have playmakers at various areas of that defense. And they also turned over the Giants three times. And I watched that game. And I watched as that Giants team, and I know it was sort of the beginning of the end over there for Wilson. Or was Dart the QB in that game? Maybe he was. Either way, they turned it over a bunch. And the Saints turned them over. And I see that. I see Ramondre Stevenson out there again with, you know, Henderson and maybe a practice squad guy or two.
Terrell Jennings would be the third man.
Okay. So, you know, and I wonder about that. Stiz said it at the end of the show. He goes, well, so long as Stevens doesn't fumble 10 times, he doesn't have to fumble 10 times. He only has to fumble once or twice. And he's done that already. Like, you know, it's become an issue. It's one of those things that I can't just ignore. And when looking to predict how a game's going to go, just say, well, he probably won't do it this week. Like, that's not the Ramondre Stevenson experience. And again, I'd love for that to change. And if this week is the week where it starts to change, great. But, you know, he goes out there, he turns one over in a big spot, and the Saints go down, march down the other way and score. And Christian Gonzalez isn't out there to guard Olave or who's that real fast kid on their team?
Rashid Shaheed.
Thank you. Yes, Shaheed, who's one of the fastest players in the whole league. I read they clocked him going like 22.5 miles an hour down the sideline. which is ridiculous. But, you know, that's they're not that terrible is my point. They have some weapons. They have a good running back. They got a couple of good wide receivers. Their quarterback's not anything special, but, you know, if that defense can turn you over once or twice, then, yeah, I mean, that's a team that can get it done at home, especially. Now, on the other hand, the Patriots' defense against Buffalo, I'm not taking for granted, okay? They're going to look different if Gonzalez isn't out there, and we'll see about that on Sunday. I think Gonzalez will play. I think he'll play. You're not going to put him on there and then make this whole big show about, actually, it was a whole planned thing, and then be like, oh, actually, no, his hamstring's really messed up, and he can't play on Sunday. I think he will play on Sunday, but I do wonder if he's going to be 100%. I wonder if he'll be a full go. I wonder if he'll be, you know, the full Christian Gonzalez experience, because as we've seen these last 2 weeks, this defense is different without him. They're elite, I think, with him. Any team that can go out and shut down Josh Allen and the Bills and that offense and what they've been doing all year long like that and hold them to 20 points, elite. That was an elite defensive performance that you saw. The offense looked very good, and they got all the headlines, and everybody loves Steph Diggs and Drake May. But the defense was elite. The offense was good. The defense was elite, and that's why they won that game.
It was a big group effort, too. It wasn't one specific person. You can't say Gonzalez shutting down Keon Coleman or whoever was the difference.
Yeah. True. You're right. I mean, it was Marcus Jones with the pick. Gonzalez was excellent. You had the, you know, big guys going after Allen, keeping him off balance, making him throw when he didn't want to. I thought it was a great group effort by that defense. I did. But you're not going up against the Bills this week. You're not planning for a team like that. This is a different team with different kinds of players and different kinds of skills. And a quarterback who's not nearly that dangerous. But also, the Saints have a running back wide receiver group that I feel like Josh Allen of Buffalo would kill for. You know, like, it's just that's the trade-off. That's how it goes sometimes. And that's why I don't think you can just completely bypass and ignore the New Orleans Saints. And I'm worried that that's what everyone's doing. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Every single person I've heard pick this game has picked the Patriots. I don't know anyone who's picked the Saints. I don't know anyone who's ventured at, and I'm not just talking about people here. ESPN, CBS, I mean, I clicked through NFL.com. No one's picking the Saints. Nobody is. Just like nobody last night picked the Giants. And what did the Giants do? They dog-walked the Eagles last night. That was, I mean, you were right. You were right, Joe. It wasn't a good game. It wasn't a good game because the Giants got out to like a 13-0 lead and never gave it back. That was not what I was expecting to see. No, not at all. And they got something over there. They got something over there with those Giants. That was an impact win. That was a statement win that put that team and those two guys, Dart and Scataboo, which, by the way, hilarious, those two. And also the fact that their names are Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Like that. I remember when LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, the year they got drafted, and thinking, man, it's cool that these guys are getting drafted and they're going to change the league, but also it's cool that their names are LeBron and Carmelo. You know, it was just cool names. Cool names in New York. Jackson Dart, cool name. Cam Scataboo, cool name. Drake May is a cool name, but it's not as cool as those names. Those names are cooler than Drake May, and that's not his fault. I mean,
if you can make a ton of puns with a guy's name, you know it's cool.
Yeah. Cam Scataboo, I mean, that's one of the all-time names in the history of football. And he is like a hardcore football guy. He reminds me, I played freshman football, and that's as far as I made it in my
Brag.
Career. You saw I was the backup gunner. I was not worth bragging about. But I played 1 year, and there was this one kid on my team. I'm not going to say his name because I think he still lives around here. But he just loved to hit stuff. You know, he'd be in the locker room, just boom, right up against the wall, just smashing his helmet against the wall. And I feel like Cam Scataboo is that guy, but like, after having smashed his head against the wall about 100,000 times.
He's a psycho in the best way possible.
Yeah.
He's a football psycho.
And there's guys like that in every locker room, I'm sure. Probably just talking to one a second ago here. But, you know, like, that's, you can tell. Like, he's,
you never tell him that in person.
He loves it. Oh, he loves it. I'd tell him that in person. Yeah, Ted likes to hit things? What is that like? Is that like some hot take? I think Ted showed over the course of his life that he's pretty good at going out there and hitting guys on the football field, so I don't think he would take offense to that. That being said, that was a fun game last night. It was a fun game to watch. The Eagles, I think, or I told you they were a sketchy 4-1. That's exactly why. The only time they could do anything is when they were just shoving Jalen Hurts into the end zone, and other than that, they could not get their pass game going. They couldn't run the ball. Barkley couldn't get in the running lanes. Hurts was missing his guys. Those receivers hate him, boy. Oh, my God. They hate him. They don't want him as their quarterback, and they're stuck. I mean, that's the thing. They're stuck out there. You may see And it's been a while since we've had like a TO holdout, like get me out of here type of thing, like a receiver go off the deep end like that. And when I say off the deep end, I just mean like being a pain in the ass, not like actually committing crimes or anything. But you know what I mean? Like the TO experience that we all remember. I think you could get that with A.J. Brown and maybe even Devontae Smith, too. Both of those guys, you can tell, are just fed up. And I'm sitting here with the Patriots going, ooh, come on. One of you. All we need is one of you two. All we need is one of you two. It doesn't matter which one. I take either one.
3 weeks away is the trade deadline.
It's funny, too, because they're so different. Like, A.J. Brown's this big, hulking wide receiver, and then Devontae Smith is like, I mean, he's smaller than Thomas Crisafulli. Like, those two have the same body type.
A.J. is more spoken out. Devontae is a little bit more quiet.
True. But you can tell.
And just to point out, later on in the season for the Pats, Monday Night Football, December 1st, Giants and Pats.
That's right. Isn't Devontae Smith like a big Celtics fan? Wasn't he like at Celtics games? I feel like he was. And I don't know why, because I don't think he's from here, but he's a big-time Celtics guy, I think. Or at least he's, you know, maybe he's just a big Celtics poser.
Could be. No, he's a fan. He says he's a fan.
Where's he from? Where's Devontae Smith from? He's definitely not from this area, I don't think. But either way, doesn't matter. We accept fans from all places, all walks of life.
Louisiana.
I mean, you know, not like the Pelicans or anything special. Either way, doesn't matter. But I would certainly take either of those two guys on the Patriots. And I think that as we get closer and closer to this game, and you see everybody picking New England, it's one of those games, and this stretch of games, I think, you know, the next one will sort of build on top of it. But if you can take care of business in New Orleans and beat this Saints team and get to 4-2, then you are officially, you've already matched your win total from the last two seasons. And you've completely changed the narrative. You've changed the conversation. You've made it a different environment to come and spend money and go to the games. I said already that they reconnected with the fans. You go out there, you go down to New Orleans, and you beat up the Saints, and you get to 4-2, and have Tennessee coming up next potentially to get to 5-2. A 5-2 team with 5 wins through 7 games. After 4 the previous 2 years each, that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal. And because that's a big deal, it is also equally a big deal if you go down to New Orleans and lay a big fat egg on Bourbon Street there. That would also be a big deal. That, I think, would really strip a lot of the goodwill away that you've created and that you've built up for yourself. And it's really come to fruition in the form of Drake May shooting up these lists. And we'll get to some of those in a minute. NFL.com has them in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now. And I don't think they're wrong. And that's the first time I've seen him acknowledged that way on a list like that. So that's not nothing. You've become the darlings of the national media right now. Everybody except for Chris Broussard. And I think also Mad Dog. Mad Dog had something to say about it too. But aside from those two, everybody loves the Patriots. And not the way they used to. Not the way, well, here's Bill and here's Brady.
Nothing!
They like him. They like him as the plucky underdog coming up with the young talent and the young coach. And not the young coach, but the young quarterback and the coach who used to play there, who's, you know, getting a second chance after a tough flame out in Tennessee, and sort of all these other factors coming together at the same time. And that's what they like about the story. It's a good story. It's a fun story. Young quarterback succeeding is a good story for the NFL. And that's what it looks like is happening here with Drake May and also with Josh McDaniels, who I thought was very good today on that show. I thought he said some very interesting stuff, which we will also get to a little bit later on in the show as well.
I got to have more than one game.
Yeah, I mean, we all do, Mad Dog, and that's what it's all about. But listen, if Pop Douglas, what he had to say this morning, is any indication, the Patriots have the right attitude about this. They have the right attitude about it. They know that it was a good win over Buffalo, but they still have a lot of work to do. And they're not a perfect team. They're a team still with flaws that they have to work on, and they have to make sure a team like the Saints, who can turn you over, does not exploit those flaws and exploit those weaknesses. And that's the bottom line. I think Mike Vrabel's done a good job of drilling that into their heads, and I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling confident about this team. Going into the weekend, they should feel confident, and they should take care of business.
617-779.
Thank you, Mad Dog. 779-7937 is your phone number here on the Christian Arcan Show. We're only going until 9 o'clock tonight. 9 to 10, we have Boomer and Valente, so a little shorter than usual. We will have open phone lines all night long if you want to check in and get your last takes in on this game before Football Sunday. At 10 o'clock on Sunday with myself, Teddy, Mego, Shime, Wiggy when he remembers, and of course Tommy Curran. The very, very fun show to be doing here, especially right before kickoff. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We got your 6:30 headlines. First, here's Joe Braverman with what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is 630 Headlines.
Minton, game on his stick, walks in, shoots, he scores! Bruins win! Fraser Minton, the game winner in overtime, and the Bruins win back-to-back to start the regular season.
All right, there you go. That's headline number one, and that is your Boston Bruins. Great call there by Judd Surratt, by the way. Love Judd. I loved him on the radio. I love him on TV, and I love that he's now part of WEEI doing the hockey show alongside Brick and Razor. I think that's awesome, and big fan of his. Big fan of all three of those guys, even though I know Razor hates us. Well, he hates. I don't know if he hates me. I think he probably does. He definitely hates the midday show. I mean, that's just obvious. He could not get out of there fast enough. But I love Razor, and I love all those guys. And I thought that was, I'm starting to love the Bruins, too. Starting to love the Bruins a little bit. I didn't think I'd be falling in love with this Bruins team anytime soon. I thought it'd probably be a tough start to the year as they figured out who they were and got, you know, sort of their lines in order and everything else. Instead, Marco Sturm has these guys out there ready to go. He's got them ready for this season. And I think that is a real nice thing to see. Guy like him, first year head coach, taking over a team that blew it up last year at the deadline. I mean, a team with very low expectations nationally and locally. I don't think anybody really expected this Bruins team to be competing. I asked Bridget about it. She paused for about 30 seconds. Said, can this team compete? She was like, it was one of those. It wasn't like that. But it was not a direct answer. It was a very, she had to stop and think about it. So I know. And she's not the only one. I mean, everybody sort of had the Bruins as a maybe at best fringe playoff team. And that may still be what they are. But they're off to a start that I'm proud of. I'm proud to watch them. I'm watching them going, okay, all right, Swayman. All right, Korpisalo in that overtime last night. Though he made a couple of amazing saves to start that off. By the way, I'm watching Connor Bedard, who scored on a slap shot to beat Corpus Iowa. Was that the first goal? It was one of the first goals.
Bedard was the one that tied it at one.
Okay, yeah, it was their first goal. And this is his third year. Connor Bedard. I just consider him this perpetual rookie. First of all, because he looks like he's 12 years old. And second of all, because he started off as an 18, 20 years old. It's his third season, which is wild. It reminds me of Tyler Seguin, one of those guys who, even 5 years into the league, they're only 23. It's like, this guy's either going to have a long career or not, you know. But he has all the if everything goes right for this guy, 5 years from now, he's still going to be an extremely young player in the NHL. And it looks like Bedard's on pace for that. I mean, he's already pretty good goal scorer. It's not like his plus-minus is anything to write home about, but that's the result of being on a terrible team, which is what the Blackhawks are. It's not like they're good. They do have some young talent and their goalies, but I think that in general, you're going to look back at this one and be like, okay, yeah, this is a team the Bruins should beat if the Bruins end up being a team. Washington, though, on opening night, Swayman out there, standing on his head, although he didn't get tested all that much in the first couple periods, but by the end of it, he was out there making plays. If Swayman is the Swayman that he was 2 years ago during the season, with also, you know, the Vezina winner who's also there, but, you know, that guy's Linus is long gone. But if you can get that Swayman back and you can get him playing like that, then you're going to be in these games. You may not win them all, but you'll be in these games. And last year, as much as you want to sort of look to the other issues on the team, a big factor was the fact that Swayman, when he was out there, didn't really give the team a chance. He was just so overwhelmed by whatever. I don't know, but you could tell he wasn't competitive most nights, and he didn't give his team a chance. And that's the power that a goalie had, you know, like it's different from almost every other sport. But that power that they have and that influence that they have and how much a game and a series and a season can be influenced by the goalie play is just so hard to ignore. And that was the big issue.
Swing it's like having down. A good quarterback in football. You get that possession, you can not rest easy, but the rest of it is pretty simple.
Sure. And there's teams that, you know, I mean, ask Edmonton. You know, they've gone year after year having sort of a whatever in goal and just being like, okay, we'll throw whoever's hot out there and we'll make that work. It's not like they do that every year. But, you know, they've had sort of a hard time sticking with one goalie and have that be their main guy. I remember in Pittsburgh it was kind of a similar thing for a couple of years. And there's some teams that can do it. There's some teams that can work around it and still maybe not win cups, but can still, you know, get there and still give you good deep playoff runs and just sort of ride the hot goalie as long as they can, even if it's not somebody who is, you know, in the Vezina conversation ever. But that's not necessarily the way that this team is going to be able to win. You know, this team is not going to be able to win that way. This team is going to need to have that influence from the goalie be positive, and if it is, then they could surprise some people. I think they already are starting to. Anyway, I thought that was a very good, very cool win, very cool ending. The way that Zadorov sort of pinned that guy and then they started the break the other way, and that really, really nice move there from Minton to score the goal. I mean, I was into that whole thing. I thought that was really fun, and I really loved the 3-on-3s at the end as well. All right, next headline. That would be the New York Giants shocking the Eagles last night in a Monday night matchup that I think was a very, very good night for Vegas. I saw about 80% of the money was on the Eagles, not just winning the game, but covering a 7.5-point spread. Once you get that hook out there, boy, I mean, that should have scared some people off. It didn't. Everybody was betting the Eagles, and the Giants took it to them. And I'm not shocked to see that. I wasn't. I thought maybe it would be a close game because it was a division game and because I do think the Eagles are kind of sketchy. Now I think they're really sketchy. But that was beyond what I think anybody was expecting. I don't think anyone expected it to go that way. And listen, when you break it on down, Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, I know that they had a fun night in the city, I would imagine, last night. But it's not like either one of them really tore it up. Jackson Dart was 17 of 25 for 195 yards and one touchdown. That's fine, but that's not exactly, you know, it's not exactly Aaron Rodgers in his prime. Cam Scataboo, 19 carries for 98 yards, three touchdowns. That's, I mean, the three touchdowns is undeniable. And he was averaging about 5 yards per carry. But it also wasn't as though he went crazy running, you know, running up and down the field. He was getting some good pickups, and when they got into the red zone, he was a weapon. But, you know, both of those guys, I watched them, and, you know, you would think based off of that that it was a much closer game. No. The Eagles after that first quarter, they didn't score a point in the second half. The Eagles in the second half got shut out for the entire half. Like, think about that. That's incredible, you know, for a team like the Giants, and they do have some good players on that defense. I think that what they got so far now with Abdul Carter coming off the edge and big Dexter Lawrence there in the middle, like they have a good front and they have some good players in that secondary.
And not to mention, they don't apparently, according to some Twitter users that I saw, don't run the tush push four straight plays.
Well, I mean, that was really all the Eagles could do. They had nothing. The Giants were just pushing them around. They were getting sacks. They were shutting down Saquon. And I got to tell you, Jalen Hurts, he ended up going 24 for 33, 283 yards. He had some bad throws in that game. He missed some wide open throws. There was one to Devontae Smith that was, he was wide open, and he just airmailed it. There was nobody close to Smith. You lob that one up there a little bit higher. You let him run underneath it. He couldn't get to it. And Smith is really fast. Like, he's very quick, and he's got breakaway foot speed. And he could not catch up to that ball. And it's just, you know, Hurts, man. He's very trick-or-treat. He is very trick-or-treat. And last night, all the treats went to the Giants, that's for sure. And that, I think, is, to me, indicative of every sort of one of these kind of trap games you can imagine. It was a division game, so it's not a one-to-one comparison here with what the Patriots and the Saints are going to be doing. But in terms of, you know, the team that should be better than the other team, like the Eagles, I think they're considered much better than the Giants. The gap there is a greater gap than I would say is between the Patriots and the Saints, and the Giants doubled them up. So, you know, I'm not taking this game for granted. I'm not taking this matchup for granted. I have not made a prediction yet, but when I do make my prediction, it's going to be a low-scoring, close game. That's what I think you're going to see between the Patriots and the Saints this weekend. All right, final headline. And that would be the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers, moving on to the next round and doing it in the type of fashion that just absolutely broke the city of Philadelphia. If you didn't see it, this game ended with a pretty, I don't know, in terms of like all-time botched baseball plays, it wasn't Buckner, all right? It wasn't Buckner, but it was bad. It was a bad one last night, and Philly fans have a right to be upset about it. If you did not see it, a very young pitcher for the Phillies named Orion Kirkring, which, what a name, a young California kid. He's out there pitching the 11th inning. Bases are loaded. There's two outs. And there's a grounder right back to the pitcher. Now, when something like that happens, especially a young pitcher in the playoffs, in an elimination game, nonetheless, it was, who was up?
It was Andy Páez.
Páez was up, right. It was Kim who scored and Páez was up. Kike had just walked to load the bases. He grounds it back to him. Páez grounds it back to him. And Kirkring immediately gets a glove on it, and then it just falls out of his glove. And as soon as that happened, I thought, this kid's cooked. And he still had time to throw to first. He still had time to pick up the ball, take a breath, make a sandwich, and throw the ball to first base if he wasn't panicking. Instead, he panicked. And even though the catcher was standing there, Real Muto's pointing the first base, going out right first, 1-1-1-1. Kirkring throws home, and he throws it about, I don't know, 10 feet behind the runner. The runner was already crossed home plate. And there was a force at home, but it's not like he didn't have a force there. But it was brutal. That is a brutal way to get eliminated. It really is. Now, the bases were loaded. It's not guaranteed that they were going to win that game if they had made that out, okay? But that was brutal, that poor kid. And Pedro, after the game, I thought it was very, you know, as much as I like how hard they go on those shows, on the Fox show, on the TBS, you know, he was a lot more understanding. And that Kirkring kid had a pretty 24. He had a pretty good year. You know what, though? I think even if that was an experienced pitcher, as soon as the ball bounced out of the glove and everything sort of speeds up on you, I think you see pitchers, experienced pitchers, when they have to throw the ball to a base, they can't do it. It happens all the time. For guys who have to throw accurately over and over and over again a certain distance, you give them a different distance and speed it up a little bit. It's not on their time, on their clock anymore. All of a sudden, you got to beat a runner who's tearing ass down the first base.
Look at John Lester, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Look at a lot of guys. That is one of those things that is not, you know, like, that is pretty common with pitchers. It's pretty, they're all pretty tightly wound anyway, right? Your average major league pitcher is pretty high strike. You know, it's just how they are. And, you know, you get a grounder back there, someone who's just so detail-oriented and routine-oriented and pitching and going back in and checking the run and doing all that stuff, all of a sudden, oh, here comes the ball. Now I got to react. Now I got to improvise. I'm thrown off my routine. Oof. You saw that last night. And the Dodgers are heading to the NLCS. All right, there you go. There's your headlines at 6:30. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Want to follow up a little bit on the Bruins. Want to look ahead to the schedule and talk a little bit more about Jeremy Swayman. Your phone calls, of course, at 617-779-7937. I got some texts I want to read as well. We'll get to all of that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What I didn't know, that he's, listen, all those superstars are very competitive. But he's also, he can get a little feisty too. You know, he showed it even in practice. He was all out the last couple weeks. He was not shy of hitting guys in practice too, and that shows me that he's a leader. You know, he wants to show it on the ice, not just in game, but also in practices too.
It's Marco Sturm, new head coach of the Boston Bruins, the 2-0 Boston Bruins, who I think are not as bad as people were expecting them to be. And I was early on that. I was early on that, just looking at the roster and thinking, you know, there's not a lot here. Not a lot here, but it could be enough if you get a good season out of Jeremy Swayman. And, of course, Pastrnak and McAvoy and the good players on your team play well. I include Morgan Geeky in that list as well. He's got to continue to evolve into what you saw from him last year. And I think if all that happens, then I'm not saying they're going to win the Stanley Cup or the President's Trophy or anything like that, but can they compete for the wild card? If they can, then I'll be happy, because that's a lot more than I think what most people were expecting.
Kind of like a Sox season from this year, where they, I'm not going to say they're going to have these crazy expectations, but maybe like they can be well and they can have a satisfying season or
yeah,
whatever.
Maybe.
But I didn't ask you before the season started. There's no solo captain. It's three
right.
associates, Pastrnak, McAvoy, and Pampus Lindholm,
right.
I should say. Like, do you like that? Because I don't know. I'm still kind of like iffy on not having a solo captain.
I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid because you're basically saying none of these guys are really the captain. Like, that's what you're saying. You're like, all these guys are pretty good leaders, I guess, in their own way, but not enough that I'd make any one of them the captain. You know, like, that's what you're saying. Because you can have a C and an A, and you can have whatever if you want to. You can have a C in two A's. You can have whatever you want, right? If you can have three A's, then you should be able to do whatever you want to do. But you got to have one C. And it's weird that they don't. Maybe eventually they will. But I also don't like when you make it like a goal to achieve over the course of the season. Like, how about you declare who it is at the beginning of the year and have everyone sort of fall in line that way? Wouldn't that make more sense than have it be this thing everyone's competing for over the course of the year? Like, just be the captain. You're the captain. Doesn't have to be, like, you know, American Idol here. You know what I was thinking on the way in today? And there's baseball tonight, about an hour from now. We will have the Tigers and the Mariners. We won't have it, but the game five of that series starting about 8:10. And a chance for Detroit to really make everyone forget about that awful, awful pants crapping that they had. And speaking of pants crappings, someone on the text line in the 508 says, Arcant, what you saw last night from that kid in Philadelphia, what you saw last night from Kirkring was absolutely worse than Buckner. Are you high? That was one of the ultimate pants crappings in the history of any kind of sports. That was worse than Buckner? I'm sorry, I didn't realize the World Series had started. I didn't realize it was the World Series right now. That was a bad play, don't get me wrong. The kid blew it, sure. But it's the Division Series. Like, that's not, you can't equate those two. I don't think you can. You know, one of them was way worse, and it wasn't that one. You can, if you want to break down the play, sure. It was a worse looking play, maybe, but not even that much. Buckner, that was a slow roller, and he is an infielder. He's not a pitcher. You know, I don't expect pitchers to make plays. If a pitcher makes a play, I'm always pleasantly surprised. I'm like, wow, hey, he didn't throw it into the outfield. That's a win. He didn't chuck knoblock it over into the fifth row. That's how about that?
Also, a ball going straight between the wickets five hole on what's a routine grounder is probably worse than what Kirkring had to do, where it was like kind of like a high chopper. It was a weird bounce, and then it fell out of his glove, and
yeah.
He had time to reset.
And also, it was the
not
World
the
Series.
World Series.
That's a big, big difference. 617-779-7937. I got some more texts I want to read here in just a minute, but first, let's go to our good friend Ron in Medford. Hey, Ron.
How you doing, Arcan? I got to tell you before I say what I have to say. I love your show.
I listen to
it every night. No, I do. I really do. I really enjoy it. But that Saints game that you were talking about, only because I had a wager or two that involved the Saints. I've watched a couple of their games, and Rattler's not that bad. He's not that bad. He can run. He's mobile, and they don't quit. The games I've seen them, they got fight in them, and I just think it's going to be a tougher game than people think.
Yeah, Ron, I'm with you, and thank you very much for those kind words. It's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that. I try. I just think that what you're saying is how I'm looking at it. Like, they're not good. I wouldn't consider them good. But also after the last two seasons, knowing that there's still, you know, like, I don't think that you get to graduate from being what they were for the last 2 years to guaranteed win and against anyone. You know, like, I'm not there yet on the road. No, I'm not there yet. I know they weren't winning at home either, but, like, you know, it's just, I'm not subscribing to that yet. By the couple weeks from now, maybe I will. By the time we get through the trade deadline, sure. Oh, by the way, I heard something from Tommy Kern this week when he was on with the afternoon show. And Fitzy asked him about trades, and you know, Olave and what's his name, the running back, Alvin Kamara, and you know, it was sort of just the offhand question, and Curran was like, "It's way too early to talk about the trade deadline." I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with him there, and I love Tom, but I think that we're coming up on this trade deadline, and unless you want to be, you know. I just think being proactive in a situation like this is not a bad idea. It's week 8, right? That's when the trade deadline is. It's not like it's a month away. You know, we're getting close.
You don't need to make the deals, but you can at least have the discussions.
Right. At the very least, this should be, I would think, Elliot Wolf and the rest of that front office, if they plan on doing something at the deadline, and they absolutely should, then I hope that they're not taking that attitude like it's too early to start talking about. Now, maybe Alvin Kamara is a pipe dream, you know, maybe Chris Olave or one of these like really, really good players. Maybe that's a little bit, okay, pie in the sky. But I don't think that they should look at it that way.
Nothing's
should look
happened. That's bad yet.
Not yet. But they should be looking at it as if, okay, you know, are we what we think we are? Are we going to invest like this? Are we going to try and help this team? Are we going to try and get better in certain areas that we need to get better in? And I do think that there are areas, running back, wide receiver 3, 4, 5, you know, like, I mean, there's plenty of areas where you can continue to add to this roster.
The hero you need isn't the hero that you have.
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't do that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number, and I don't think it's too early. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to hear from Steph Diggs. We heard from Pop Douglas at the beginning of the show. Here's what Steph Diggs had to say about that very same thing. And also, Drake May has cracked a top 10 list on NFL.com of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, tiered off. We'll get to that and discuss it with you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.